O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the Masons. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That prayer that we said after the Hail Mary at the introduction of the homily which I'm giving was extended to include and for the Masons and the enemies of the Church by St. Maximilian Kolbe. His first Mass was said for the schismatics and the Freemasons, for those people who had turned against God. Like Christ, he wanted everyone to be saved. Every priest wants everyone to be saved, regardless of their sins, regardless of their blasphemies. And the sign which these people were asking for, if they had done some research, they would have known that Jesus, the Messiah, Emmanuel, who was born out of a virgin, had already been prescribed as the prescription for the salvation of man right back to the time immediately after Adam and Eve's descent into death by original sin, by the sin of disobedience, and the great hope, the great sign was that of Our Lady. And Our Lady was shown to them, the woman holding the infant. And then further research, if they went to Bethlehem, the house of bread is the terminology translating that word Bethlehem. And then the sign which is mentioned in Isaiah 7:14. The virgin will conceive and bring forth Emmanuel, who is God with us. The Old Testament is full of the prescription for salvation through the sign, the great sign, who is Our Lady. Hazar, as he was surrounded by his enemies, the Syrians, had been approached by Isaiah and said, I will not take a sign. I will not trust in God. He believed that by having a truce with the Assyrians that would preserve him and his family and his nation. But he was wrong. And they were destroyed within a day after not taking the sign. But Isaiah did say, the sign is the woman who has been given this child. An immaculate conception has come into existence in order that Jesus Christ can be born, who is the Messiah. The immaculate conception, of course, is Our Lady preserved from sin in the womb of Saint Anne, and the woman clothed with the sun is the victorious woman who is the sign for us in these times. But here they were having difficulty even understanding what Jesus was saying. The bread that came from heaven in the time of Moses came from a father. I came from the Father in the fullness of time to be subject to the law, to be born of a woman. Again, this is St. Paul telling us that this sign is Our Lady. And St. Paul had as his scribe St. Luke. St. Luke, as you know, wrote the Acts of the Apostles, and it was St. Luke also who wrote the infancy narrative, the only gospel that had that of the Annunciation and of the virgin birth. So Joseph also had revealed to him when he was having great difficulty in trying to comprehend, get his head around what had happened to Mary, his wife. And again, the words came to him from God himself, the angel of God, if you like. Be not afraid to take Mary into your home. She has conceived by the Holy Spirit. The virgin who conceives is the mother of God, Mary. the only virgin who can conceive is the mother of God. In all of this, we have packed a concordance of the need for Marian catechesis. When you proclaim the proclamations of the popes from their seat or from the councils about Our Lady being the Mother of God, being a perpetual virgin before, during and after her birth of Jesus, of her assumption into heaven, and of course her Immaculate Conception. The sign is Our Lady. She will always direct you to Jesus, who is in the Eucharist, and Jesus, for those who encounter the Eucharistic Jesus, will always point you to his mother. They work together as one, two separate hearts, but one in will, both of whom have come in order to bring salvation and sanctification to us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.